Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Commercial Property Investor Podcast, where it's my job to introduce you to people from the world of commercial property. We're talking with investors and thought leaders about their experiences of the commercial property world and sharing our own lessons from the last 20 years to give you practical know-how so that you can follow in their footsteps. If you've ever thought commercial could be your next step, but it just seems too confusing and opaque, then you've come to the right place. There are so many exciting opportunities in this dynamic sector, and I'm looking forward to pulling back the curtain and sharing them with you. Welcome back to the Commercial Property Investor Podcast. Okay, so this week is going to be a solo episode. I wanted to give you some more details. We've had some great guests on the show, but it's about time I went back to giving you some of the information about our business and what we're finding. And in this episode, I want to cover the five biggest expenses that we have as a business. And some of them might surprise you, some of them might not. I'm going to give you those top five with details on the numbers, and then I'm even going to go back and give you a comparison with the previous 12 months. So we've got some kind of benchmarking going on, because obviously some costs have changed in the last 12 months. But before I get into that, I want to ask you a couple of questions. You see, we're 4 years in on this podcast now. Would you believe it? 4 years. It amazes me. So we're 4 years in, still going strong, and want to continue. Now, one of the things that we're thinking about doing is bringing in some Q&A sessions. We get asked questions regularly, and we're going to put some of those together into a few episodes. So if you have any questions that are lingering and you're thinking, I really could do with an answer on that, why don't you ask us? You can drop us a line, give us your question, and we'll see if we can find an answer to it for you and share it on the podcast. And we'll string together a few of those to create a couple of episodes. Now, the second thing is I want some feedback. I want some feedback on the ads. Now, I want to hear, or I want to know, where would you like to hear them? Oh, okay, maybe you might not want to, but let's just go there. Where would you like to hear them? Together in one place, or as they are, as they're going, one at the beginning, sometimes one in the middle, sometimes one at the end. You have to remember, right, they are vital for the growth of the podcast. They help to pay for it. And of course, to increase the value of the podcast to all of us, to you, to me, and to the other listeners. Alternatively, we could go and do a GoFundMe or something, couldn't we? But this is the strategy we're using. They also give us an opportunity to share with you some of our favourite suppliers. Remember, we only feature partners who we have actually bought and used product or service from. And in some cases, that's for the last 20 years. You need to do your own due diligence, of course, but we've used them and are happy with the results. So if you get a moment, let us know how you would prefer to see any promotional content placed. Or if you have examples of other podcasts you listen to where they seem to work in seamlessly. We just want to improve that as best as we can, and we're going to hopefully do that by getting some feedback from you. They're absolutely vital that we have them, and it supports everything that we do, so we just need to make sure that it works for the listeners as well. So, let's set the scene for you on our business and on these numbers I'm going to share with you. And of course, I need to give you some context so these numbers actually make sense. Now, our business, during the financial year, our financial year runs from 1st of November through to 31st of October. So it straddles two different calendar years. So from the 1st of November 2022 through to the 31st of October 2023 is the period I'm mainly going to be talking about. And our turnover during that period was 1.383 million. Now this is on our operations business. And that's where all our invoicing goes on out to our customers, whether they're buying space from us, memberships, meeting rooms, whatever it is. That was our total turnover. And our financial year, as I say, runs to the end of October. So this is up to basically 6 months ago. Now, I've read through the accounts to extract these numbers for you, but they may be subject to change as they are still draft accounts right now, but they should be reasonably accurate. Okay, let's get stuck in. So in order, here are our top five costs during that financial year. Probably no prizes for guessing what the first one is. It's energy. Yep, energy. Now, energy didn't used to be our most expensive part of our business, but it is and has been last year. And I'm going to give you the breakdown. So bear in mind, we've got seven sites, eight, nine buildings with multi-let. These are multi-let buildings, not our single-let spaces. And so the electric in those places was £136,720 during that year. We have a lot of biomass boilers. We do have some gas at two sites, but the gas consumption was 20,107. But we have wood pellet burners. We could do wood chip, but we basically use wood pellet. And we spent £78,094 on wood pellets during that financial year. So the total cost for energy during that year was £234,921. That was 16.98% of our turnover. That was high. I'll give you, as I say, I'll give you the numbers to the previous year so we can benchmark, but I'm going to come back to that later on. So what's number two here? Our number two expense? Staffing. Directly employed staff cost us just over £200,000 during that year. So again, a bit of context here. Most of our locations have a member of staff and, of course, there's back office staff. And you may not do that. We've tried to buy buildings that are of a size where they can retain a member of staff and provide a level of service for our customers that they maybe wouldn't get in other locations. Now, I appreciate technology can allow you to maybe run buildings efficiently without necessarily having somebody there. But this is the structure we have right now. So 201,000 was the total there on staff. So that's our second. The third one is interest payments. So this wasn't our first, and you know, I guess it depends on your gearing, right? Our gearing is moderate, low to moderate, I guess. And our interest payments, this is excluding capital repayment, because we have some, I'll go into that. Basically, our interest payments, £183,256.96. Now, that includes private loans, some of which are corporate, i.e. a business lending to our business. Some of those are SaaS loans, where somebody's lent money through their SaaS to our business. And some of them are private loans. Don't get me wrong, the bulk of our finance is bank finance. But we also have some asset finance in there too, for covering things like vans. We've got one or two vehicles on the road and they sit with asset finance. So the total there is 13.25% of our turnover. And let me just touch on the loans for a second, the private loans in particular, corporate SaaS and private individual loans. It's something we've been doing for the last 20 years. If you're interested in doing any kind of earn and learn with us, which is something we've been experimenting with over the last 12 months quite successfully, then just reach out. Maybe there'll be something that we can do together. So anyway, moving on. The fourth thing, maintenance. Okay, so during that year, £77,155.50. Now, I'm going to give it a little bit of context again. I'm going to use that word again. Context around this one. That includes landscaping, boilers, boiler repairs, plant repairs, that sort of thing. Painting works, joinery, whatever it is, replacing doors, whatever. But it also includes a few items that I would consider as improvements. So sometimes there's a bit of dubiety there between what's in maintenance and what's improvements. For me, an improvement is where it will either reduce cost or increase income. So replacing like for like, let's say, for instance, a carpet tile, right? Carpet tile gets knackered, you replace it with another one. That's not necessarily going to increase income unless the carpet tiles look really bad. But if you, for instance, replaced an old light fitting with a new modern LED light, if you have any left to replace, then that's going to reduce costs moving forward. So that for me is an improvement. It's an investment in your business, your assets, to try and push apart the costs and increase the income. So those are those examples. Anyway, so in that number of £77,155, there is some of that improvement element, but I'm just going to give you what it came off the accounts. 5.58% of turnover was maintenance. Now, the last one, the fifth one, You could be wondering, what's this one going to be? Believe it or not, it's cleaning. I can't believe how much money we spend on cleaning. That particular year, £69,070. And actually, it's a little bit more, which I'll come on into, I'll come on to in a second. But that £69,070 includes labour, materials, sanitary bins, refuge sacks, whatever. It doesn't include a further £13,000 that's in the accounts for waste management. And some of that will include skips for clear outs for projects we were developing. So you're going to have to cut me a little bit of slack here. I couldn't be bothered, to be honest, extracting all of that data. But let's just say half. Half of that 13 was probably waste management, which means that the actual total was about 75,000 last year. We don't generally clean people's offices. We only clean communal areas, toilets, kitchens, tea points, entrances, that kind of thing. If we decided to do everybody's unit, that number would be completely different. But we've never really done that. I can go into the reasons for that. But basically, it's communal areas, that's how much it's costing us. And it's actually exactly 5% of turnover for that year. Okay, so those are the top five. I'm just going to throw in a couple of extra bonus ones for you. Our water, wastewater and drainage was just under 30 grand, 27,894.15 for that particular year. And business rates would be in there somewhere, but our occupancy during that period was very good and our clients are responsible for their own business rates. So there's our numbers. Now I'm going to jump back to the previous year. So the turnover in that year just been was 1.383. The turnover in 21 to 22 was 1.21. So we had an increase of 160, something like that. So just over 10%. And our financial year, as I say, runs from the end of October. So I've got 6 months of management accounts, but I've not really been able to discern all the different costs yet. But when we get to the end of this year, I'll go through it with you. But just going back to that previous year, when there was some of the energy disruption and things were changing, but our contracts and things hadn't got to a point where they needed to change or they were locked in. But we start to see some of those changes in the year I've just described. So let's just go on to energy, that first one. We spent 136,720 this last year. The previous year was 83,047.11. So considerable increase. Wood pellets, we spent 78,094. The previous year, 39,313. Wood pellets went up considerably. A lot of it was blamed on Ukraine, of course, and all the other disruptions. But nevertheless, big increase. And our gas. So our gas is still, as I say, it's actually not a big part of our energy use. We've been trying to reduce that as much as we can. Gas during the last year was 20,107. The previous year's was 16,272. So the total turnover, or sorry, the total turnover, the total cost was 138,632 versus 234,921. So over £100,000 increase in our energy costs. Now, I would say there was a bit more space available in our portfolio, but the turnover percentage for that energy was 11.46, and this last year was 16.98. So there's the increase, significant. Now, as we move forward, some of that energy blip is working its way out the other end, but it's been challenging. Staffing, actually, very similar to the previous year. Not much change there. Obviously, there's some people coming and going, whatever, but roughly it's the same. Interest payments this last financial year, 183,256.96. The previous year, 106,242. Some of our finance was fixed, particularly if we were talking about private funding. Not always, but mostly. Some of our bank debt was fixed, but not much. So our increase there is nearly 80K, considerable. So the percentage of turnover before will be under 10%. I didn't actually work that number out, sorry. Whereas this last year was 13.25. Again, we're working on that. So maintenance, not a big difference. This last year, 77,000. The previous year, 60. Things, I guess there was slightly more building improvements in this last year. That number tends to kind of sit around there. And our cleaning was almost identical. It was 70 versus 69. Seemed to have gone down a little bit. I'm not sure why that is. So those are the cost and kind of how they sit within our proportional to our turnover. If we project out the first six months of this financial year, and as I say, I haven't got all the details on the cost for you, but in terms of turnover, we're heading for 1.45, something like that. Not a huge increase, but then we haven't got any new buildings added in the portfolio. And I would hope that we will increase our running rate over the next 6 months. And I've described that before. It's basically, as we're constantly growing our business, yes, you can look back and say, well, that financial year we did 1.3, that one we did 1.2, 1.1, and so on and so forth. But actually, the running rate when you get to the end of the year gives you an indicator of where you're going to be next year with your turnover. So as an example, during, I can't remember what it was now, 22, I think it was, our running rate was, if we turned over 1.2 million, there you go, our running rate was £100,000. Now we're up to about 115, 120, something like that per month. So I'm hoping when we get to the summer, our long-term goal has been to get to 1.25. We've got a little bit of way to go, but that's our target for the August of this year. Okay, so bear in mind, the stuff I've just given you is for multi-let properties. Now, we claim some of those costs back through a service charge where some of our customers have leases. But if there aren't leases in place, then we, inverted commas, claim that through the license fee. But it's not quite as adjustable. There's not a mechanism there to do that as there is often in leases. And it takes a little bit of time for those increases to go through your license agreement. So if you have a license agreement for 12 months and you've just signed it, then it's 12 months before you can do anything about that. Of course, as those costs have increased and our licenses renew all the time, it's always licenses to be renewed, then's your opportunity to maybe increase, obviously, justifying it through the cost that you're, the increased cost you've got, but increasing your license fees. Now, single-let properties, if you've survived this far, if you're just thinking about getting single-let properties, they have far less ongoing costs. Of course they do. When you've found a tenant and they're in there, the costs are predictable and small. But when those costs do come, then they can be quite lumpy. And we've a few changes going on with our larger lease spaces right now that are costing lumps. So we've had one or two move out, we've had a new client moving in, we've had one customer, as an example, going bust. And who pays for the clear out and for the tidy up? Well, we have. And then the problem is, of course, if they go bust in there, they're occupying an entire building, now you've got an entire building to re-let, to clean up, to tidy up, maintain, do all the stuff you need to do, insure, etc. So that period when you don't have that tenant, if it's a single let, then all the costs are on you. I'm not saying one's better than the other, but when you have 50 licenses in one building, if one person leaves, there's still 49 other businesses there. It means those lumps are not, it smooths it out, shall we say. There are our costs for 22, 23. Things should be more settled for the next year, I think. Gas futures are definitely way off the peak. The peak was around about £7 or something. £7? Yeah, £7. They're now down at something like, I think recently was 70 pence, something like that. The long-term average is still below that, but it's not a multiple of 10. And we've been, because we've got quite a number of contracts and a number of buildings, we've been replacing or renewing contracts for energy costs, and they are still generally coming down. Way down from where they were. We had one building where our energy costs were 58 pence per unit of electric, which is compared with 14.88 previously. So that was a huge jump and something we had to stomach for a year. But now we've renewed, it's back down at 20 something. So these things have adjusted. I think they will remain up from where they used to be, but they've definitely come down from that peak. Okay, so back to the start. Please give us some feedback on the ad placement. Please give us some questions that you might have. And then one last question for you. How have you done on all this stuff? How have you done in the costs during this last year, particularly if you're doing multi-let? Have they increased? Did you manage to secure everything beforehand? It's just been interesting going through this churn, this difficult period where we could obviously, you could see it coming. Then there's a difference between seeing it coming and actually doing something about it beforehand. But we set up our plan and strategy of how we're going to deal with it about 2 years ago now, 18 months, 2 years, maybe 20 months ago. And as I say, our target was for increased turnover, reducing costs for this summer coming. And the projections we had for energy costs have kind of panned out where we thought they were going to be. Our turnover is increasing. It's not quite where we've projected, but hopefully we're going to get somewhere near that. It's now a case of how much are costs in general going to continue to rise or whether they're going to level off. That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Okay. So I hope that's helped. If you've survived to this point, well done. There was a lot of numbers in there, but sometimes I like these episodes if I'm listening to other speakers or other podcasts. Just every now and then, one that goes right into the detail can be really useful. And I hope it's really useful for you. You may have written some of the numbers down. You might be trying to think, well, look, that means my maintenance is going to be 5% of my turnover. Well, it's not quite as exact as that. But I guess you could say this is averaged out over a good number of sites, different types of building. So I've mentioned before about a square foot rate for just general costs for operating. And that number does vary quite wildly between maybe £3 to £5 up to £10 or £12 per square foot. So you'll have to take these numbers with a pinch of salt, but they'll give you something to start with. So I hope that's helped. If it has, reach out. Tell me. Tell me if any of those numbers have helped you or if you completely disagree with those percentages when you're looking at your business. And if the episode has been useful, please take a moment to share it. And of course, leave us a review. Talk about this episode specifically. It'll be really interesting to get your feedback. Okay, all the best. Have a great week and we shall catch up with you next Thursday.